Joining me in the studio is musician Laura Sellner with Superior Siren. The band is playing in Grand Rapids tonight at the Center Stage Minnesota concert at 7:30. There are still some tickets left for that show at rifecenter.org, or you can call the box office at 327-5780. Thanks for stopping in, Laura.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely, my pleasure. So it's fairly evident from your music, your promo shots, your videos, that Lake Superior is a source for inspiration for you and the band. Can you tell us about that connection to water and to Lake Superior in particular?
Yes. So I am from Duluth and have lived there my whole life and have always been inspired by the lake and kind of very strongly influenced by it going throughout the year. I think that the lake affects us all. And the lake can be beautiful and captivating, but also ominous and somewhat dangerous. And that is kind of the style of music I want to make, is alluring but somewhat dangerous.
I like it. I was just by the ocean and I was thinking, just watching the water and just what a powerful thing water is. And I was having a conversation and we were talking about Duluth in particular and how the relationship to that lake must affect everyone there because it's such an alive being that's part of the town.
Right.
Part of the people. Yeah.
Yes.
So Superior Siren started as a solo project for you. And then turned into a full band with Nissa. Do you want to talk about who's in your band? Who's
going
to be playing with you tonight?
Yeah, so I began writing songs and playing guitar.
How old were you when you started writing?
I think like 20, 21. I'm 28 now.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a while, though, to develop the sound that I wanted to make, kind of capture that and figure it out.
Did you already have that in mind of wanting what you wanted to capture? Or took you a while to get there?
It kind of took me a while. It was more I began writing and these songs that I was making had a certain style, but I didn't really know how to like vocalize that or say exactly what genre it was. It helped listening to a lot of different music and feeling different vibes of different genres and figuring out that the style I wanted to make was eerie folk. And so once I had that established, I began working with different musicians and I first reached out to Rachel Gobin, because I learned that she played the cello, and I thought that would really complement the sound. And then she had previously worked with Emma Diener, and I really liked her minimalistic drum style. And so,
not always easy to come by.
Right. You know, it's interesting with drums, because usually you want like a really full sound, but for the kind of more gentle aspect of the music that I make, I wanted a more minimalistic drummer. And so it was three ladies, and I really wanted to complete the all-female band. And so then asked around and was recommended to reach out to Nissa Kraus, who actually studied upright bass. And she hadn't played in a while, and we tracked her down and got together with her, and we kind of had this meeting where we drank wine and just kind of discussed the project and discussed our thoughts of the future and whether or not she'd want to be a part of that, and she did. And so
she started playing again.
Started playing again. And that was really great for her. And it's been really great for us all. It's a really lovely group of people to work with. We're all different, but kind of have a balance of energy. And the main thing is that we want to create and we want to have fun and enjoy it. but we also are very realistic, and everyone brings something to the table and kind of help managing the project. Yeah, and it's just been very enjoyable. We've been a band, full band, for about 3 years now, and I'd say that we're going strong.
Yeah. So four women on stage together playing music, that's not something you see terribly often, and for me it feels like a breath of fresh air seeing that on the stage. What is that like for you for having the all-female lineup?
It definitely adds to the allure, and complements the siren theme. Mm-hmm. But I guess I do see it as a way to use it to our advantage, that it is unique and people recognize that, and we may get more opportunities because of that. However, I do want to come to a time where
it's not a novelty.
It's not a novelty where mm-hmm. it's just another band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking with Laura Sellner of Superior Siren. The band is playing in Grand Rapids tonight at the Center Stage Minnesota Concert at 7:30. And you can get tickets at rifecenter.org. Would you play something for us?
Yes, for sure.
What are you going to play?
I think I'm going to play the one that I wrote for my mother. She passed last year, and I've been thinking a lot about her lately because it was about this time that we realized something was wrong, and so I've been kind of thinking a lot about that time and feeling her a lot. And this track is on our debut full-length album, and I think it's one of the best, personally. And we recently created a music video for it as well,
which I want to talk to you about later. This is Laura Sellner of Superior Siren for Mother.
Thank you. Your cheeks are warm and friendly, and your eyes dart through my fears. I called you just to say hello. I called you to see how it goes. Whatever you see in the way, it's not worth the time. Oh, such precious time is just passing by. I called you just to say hello. I called to tell you I love you.
Laura Selner from Superior Siren. That was for Mother, which appears on their full-length album out last year. One of my favorite songs on that album as well. I'm just going to put that out there. And what a powerful song. Have you always been comfortable kind of putting it all out there and then performing it?
I think so. I definitely found it a way to release all of the emotions that I have within me. And in a way, kind of meditating. And it's hard. It's hard to bear your soul. In doing so, I hope to help people to also feel vulnerable and to feel things that they need to, or to work on things that they need to, and release that.
So you commented before you were singing about that video that you had done for that song. You worked with Grand Rapidian, Matt Roy, who is working with Headwaters Entertainment. And how was doing that video? You've done a lot of videos in the past. How was doing that video different from the others?
Working with Headwaters Entertainment was really positive. It was actually the first time working with a solid film crew instead of just one videographer. So that was different. Yeah, so it was a more professional experience. And I think it was also more intentional. We had a clear vision of what we wanted to make, and the production went really well. And I definitely felt more personal with it.
Right.
And definitely saw it as a way to help. In creating the music video, I saw it as a way to help with my grief and help others with their grief when releasing it.
And you guys released it at Duluth Cider, right?
Yes.
So how was that? What was the reaction with the people who were there?
It was very warm and positive. There were a lot of locals, family members, other friends that have lost their parents, and so there was a definite strong sense of community within that space that night, and it really felt like it all came to fruition when we played the video that night. Because when you're creating something, you're kind of just in the moment and focusing on the outcome and just planning and figuring everything out. And so when it's complete and you're sharing it and seeing the final product, it is very moving, and it's a very beautiful music video, and I think that everyone really appreciated it that night. And
it's beautifully done. Thanks. All of your videos actually are. I went into a deep hole of the internet the other night and I was watching all of them, and they're so good. Like the dancer, Tomorrow, your video for Tomorrow, that dancer is amazing. And Nightmare was a little sexy video.
Yes. Yeah, I really enjoy music videos, and it's a cool aspect of music that you get to create further.
Like, you like just the other element of it, kind of being a different way to experience it.
The visual experience. I am definitely a music lover, and I've always, growing up, loved watching music videos, and so it's great to now have the opportunity to create those.
Yeah. Let's hear one more song from you.
Okay. I am going to play a new one.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah. We will be playing these songs as a full band tonight.
We're talking with Laura Selner of Superior Siren in Grand Rapids tonight for our Center Stage Minnesota concert. You can get your tickets at the box office or at the door.
Oh, I think I'm in the wrong key. Sorry.
It's okay. That's the magic of new songs.
There we go.
Don't get up. I'm making my way on my own. Don't pick up. I don't want to talk anymore. Now I'm sitting here wishing there was something to see. Deeper than the ocean and the inland sea. Sitting here wishing there was something to feel. Other than a hole in your heart. A hole in your heart. Nothing but a hole in your heart. A hole in your heart. Stop the car. I'm afraid we've gone. Hit the bar. I wanna know who we are. Now I'm sitting here wishing there was something to see. Deeper than the ocean and the inland sea. Sitting here wishing there was something to feel. Other than a hole in your heart, a hole in your heart, nothing but a hole in your heart, a hole in your heart. When you get home, find the love poem written by the one who only wanted to have fun. When you get home, you find the love poem written by the one who only wanted to have fun. When you get home, you find the love poem written by the one who only wanted to have fun. When you get home, you find the love poem written by the one who only wanted to have fun.
What's the name of that one?
That song is called Stolen Bus Fare, in parentheses, Love Poem.
I love it. Yeah. That is Laura Selner with Superior Siren. Come see them tonight at the Center Stage Minnesota concert at 7:30. You can get tickets at rifecenter.org or call the box office 327-5780. Thanks so much for stopping by, Laura.
Yes, thank you for having me, and thank you for curating this concert series.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, absolutely. I have one more question for you. What album is on repeat in your house right now?
Or
song?
Well, I can't stop listening to Amber Mark.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Her song, Lose My Cool, just gets me grooving.
Gets ya. I like it. We've been talking with Laura Sellner. See them tonight